You are listening to Adagio Fits, Clarissa Explains It All, podcast number 13, supplements for PMDD and exercise. Hey, you guys, thank you for tuning in to today's podcast here at Adagio Fit. I'm super excited to be with you and so grateful that I have this format to be able to share with you the things that I have learned on my journey and also things that will help you on your journey as mothers and women trying to be fit and healthy in a ever chaotic world. I wanted to start today by talking about an Instagram friend who I so hope to meet someday, and she told me that I have a radio voice, and I didn't think I had one, so I was really flattered and super excited, and I was so appreciative of the feedback, and I would love it if you guys have feedback for me, if you could drop into iTunes and give me a feedback, some feedback in a review. I would really appreciate that. Last week's podcast was about heart rate zones, and I want to know if you calculated yours. Did you try exercising in different zones or creating an exercise plan that used different zones? If you don't know what I'm talking about, go check out our last podcast, number 12. And if you have questions about this, if you want to comment in the show notes, either below this podcast or the podcast previous, I would love to get back with you and help you guys out with getting your heart rate zones calculated and talking to you about specific exercises that you can do to utilize those heart rate zones for your benefit. So again, that's podcast number 12. You can find that at adagiofit.com/episode 12. And before we go into today's subject, my podcast in 2 weeks is all for you. I am doing another Q&A, and I've already gotten a couple of questions, but I really would love some more newer questions about fitness, mental health. You can ask me about the Amare products that I've started to consult with, or you can even ask me about like my garden and my bunnies and my family. I am an open book for you in Q&A. And if you would just go submit questions at clarissa@adagiofit.com, or you can go on our website by clicking on the Ask Me Anything link, or you can check our show notes, or you can leave questions in the show notes. There are tons of ways to make this totally doable and easy for you, and your questions will be featured on the podcast, and I am happy to answer them for you. So again, that's in 2 weeks. So if you could go drop me your questions, and if you check on social media sometime this week, I will also be having a post where I ask for questions, so you can even drop them there. Speaking of questions, I was asked by my aunt about the supplements and the medicine regimen that I take for my PMDD as well as my fitness. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about today. The first thing that I wanted to discuss was medicine. And I'm talking about medicine in a traditional sense, you know, the products that you can purchase at the pharmacy or drugstore. Medicine is defined as any substance or substances used in treating disease or illness. But I'm taking supplements out of that, and we're going to talk strictly that either have to be prescribed to you or given to you, or you have to purchase at the drugstore. Okay. In Western culture, medicine is the go-to to treat disease and illness. I have heard multiple times friends and clients who have gone to the doctor and have come out of the doctor with two or more prescriptions to cure their funky ailment that they just went in to have questions answered about. And I know this happened to me in May when I went to the dermatologist. I asked the dermatologist about the acne that I get kind of under my chin and on my neck. And I walked out of the dermatologist with three prescriptions. Not only that, but the first prescription wasn't even originally made to help acne. It was made for high cholesterol. And when they did the tests on it, they noticed that it didn't work on high cholesterol at all, but that it cleared up some adult acne, and therefore it was then prescribed as acne medication. So as I got the three medications, I just kind of had this sick feeling in my stomach, and it wasn't sitting right. I know that medicine is kind of a controversial subject, so this is, you know, straight my opinions here, but I kind of feel uneasy because I don't really like to put any foreign substances into my body. Not only that, but my mom, who is a cancer survivor, was taking multiple medications, and each time she goes into her doctor since her chemo ended and her radiation ended, she would go in with a side effect and the doctor would just prescribe another medicine to combat that side effect. And then she would take that medicine and get another side effect, and the doctor would then prescribe another medication. And I felt like that cycle continued until the point where you don't really know what is a side effect of what you are going through versus a side effect of all these different medications you're taking together and giving you, you know, funky side effects because those medications are active together. And I also have another girlfriend who was on 12 medications until she started supplementing right. And this was in December. She was on 12 medications. And now she's only on one medication because of the supplementing that she was doing. And she's awaiting for the approval this month to hopefully drop the last medication. And we're going to talk about natural supplementing in a little bit, but right now we're going to stick with that medication side of things. So I was really uneasy about taking these acne medications, and I'm really grateful for medicine. Medicine is a miracle drug that helps with trauma, and I'm not completely against medication. I just like to limit my intake as much as possible. And I know that in the past, people have taken medication as a first option, but I am seeing a trend towards other options like exercise and diet before a result in medication, or before they result in medication. And I'm really grateful for this. And unless you are in a traumatic situation or have a traumatic disorder, I feel that you need to look at exercise, sleep, and diet, and lifestyle and environment before you go look at medication. Or you could do the least amount of medication possible to help you get functioning and then move on to looking at exercise, sleep, diet, lifestyle, and environment. And that is kind of what I needed to do. I was in therapy, so I was helping myself mentally, and it wasn't quite helping enough, so I decided to also add medication to my regimen. And this was after I had done, you know, exercise, sleep, diet, lifestyle, and environment changes. And then I take the least amount of medication possible for my PMDD. So I don't take any prescribed medication for exercise. However, I do take it for PMDD. If you don't know what that is, that's premenstrual dysphoric disorder. And I talk about that in podcast number 10. And I will put a link to that in the show notes, so that if you are unaware of what that disorder is, but it has a lot to do with our hormones and a female cycle. So what I take for my PMDD, the first thing I take is fluoxetine. I think that's how you say that. Fluoxetine. Common names for this are Prozac and Sertraline. And I take this, is an SSRI, and I take this from the time that I ovulate to when my period starts. And so I only take it for about 14 days. And one of the reasons why I do that is then I have some of that substance in my body. So on my really hard days, which are like the 3 to 5 days before my period, there's already something in my body. And the reason that I take it is so that it can kind of help me to level down a notch so that I am not so uptight, that I don't have such a doom and gloom outlook during that time. And sometimes I don't feel like I need to take this. Sometimes I feel like I'm not as stressed as I normally am. And so I'm grateful that this is not something that I have to take every day strictly, or even during that luteal phase of my period. This Prozac also has a half-life. And so when I stop taking it, it still runs through my body for the rest of the 2 weeks of the month. So technically I have something going through my system 30 days out of 30 days of a month, right? But like I said, sometimes I don't need it. And in fact, the past 2 months, as I have been supplementing right and making sure that I've eaten right, I haven't needed it as much. The second medication that I take is ibuprofen. And this is about the only thing that helps with my cramps and the inflammation that I get in my tender female areas during my cycle. My digestive system really struggles with my hormonal shifts. And so I use some ibuprofen to help with inflammation, but that's usually only during my period. The third thing that I take only when needed is a benzodiazepine, also known as Xanax. And Xanax is used for sudden anxiety onset attacks. And I posted on Instagram a couple of months ago about taking it and about having a severe anxiety attack. And this usually happens about once every 3 months because my PMDD cycles about every 3 months, where it's more severe on the third month than it is on the first and second. And so about four times a year, I really, really struggle, like just completely can't even function as a human being. And so about every 3 months, like I said, I usually get a sudden anxiety attack that is severe. And this is the benzodiazepine is something that only my husband can give me. And I only take half a pill, which is the equivalent, I am told, of about a glass, the alcohol in a glass of beer. I don't drink, so I can't say if that's really the truth, but I do feel that relaxation when I have taken it before, that half pill. And my doctor was very, very worried about prescribing it because it's something that is very addictive. And thankfully, I have the personality that I don't want to take medication if I don't have to. But every once in a while when I feel like I need that, I'm so grateful for that. And my doctor only gives me about 10 pills a year. And that actually lasts me. I think I still have my first prescription of 10 pills. And it's been 2 years. So this is something that I take super serious. And it's something that I don't give this information out lightly, that, like I said, it's something that can destroy your life if you use that as a crutch and you become addicted to that. So we have Prozac, ibuprofen, and Xanax as the three prescribed medications that I use. If I can say anything about medication, it's that you should be wary of taking them unless it's ultimately necessary. I think that as a culture, medicine is easy and it allows us to be lazy. Lazy as in not doing research, not learning for ourselves on how we can better change our lives via diet, sleep, exercise, environment, and lifestyle. And we just want a quick fix. Sometimes doctors may not know what to do about the issue that you're bringing in. So they're saying, well, maybe this will help. And you play a guessing game on what they give you. In fact, when I originally had started seeing doctors after my second baby was born, I went through four or five different depression medications because, you know, I would say this is not working, or these side effects that I'm having, you know, I don't like, and I'd go off the medication, but it wouldn't be solving this problem. Well, the doctors were just guessing, and honestly, so was I, but I'm to the point now where I can't allow myself to be putting, you know, these chemicals in my body unless I have a sure understanding that I have done everything I can do outside of medication in diet, sleep, exercise, environment, and lifestyle to help my body function properly. All right, enough about medication. Let's talk about supplements. In an ideal world, our food and environment would lead us to no deficiencies in our bodies. But this is not the case. There is so much lacking, and our food is not as healthy as it used to be. We are not as active as we used to be. We are indoors and in chairs most of the day. We need to supplement our diets because of this to be able to get the nutrients we need to function properly. This will be a little bit different for everyone because everybody's bodies and diets and lifestyles are different. But there are a lot of nutrients that every individual is lacking. And P.S., I'm going to put all of these in my show notes so you can refer to them as needed. These are supplements that I take that most people are lacking, which they are in my regimen for purposes of PMDD and exercise, which I love. So not only is the human body lacking them, but in order for me to be a proper athlete and to function with less symptoms of PMDD, I actually need these. So anybody who might be experiencing, you know, a PMS or a PMDD, you might want to consider supplementing first before you go to medications, right? So know that this is not all the nutrients that are common deficiencies, but these are the things that I supplement with. So you can go research like supplements that the human body is lacking, the majority of supplements, and you'll get a couple more besides the ones that I have. So the first one I want to talk about is vitamin D. Vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin that works like a steroid hormone in the body. It travels through the bloodstream and into cells, telling them to turn genes on or off. Almost every cell in the body has a receptor for vitamin D. Vitamin D is produced out of cholesterol in the skin when it is exposed to sunlight. So people who live far from the equator are highly likely to be deficient since they have less sun exposure. In the U.S., about 42% of people may be vitamin D deficient. The number rises to 74% in the elderly and 82% in people with darker skin since their skin produces less vitamin D in response to the sunlight. Vitamin D deficiency is not usually something that's visible. The symptoms are subtle and may develop over years or decades. Adults who are deficient in vitamin D may experience muscle weakness, bone loss, which leads to increased risk of fractures. In children, it may cause growth delays and soft bones. Vitamin D deficiency may also play a role in reduced immune function and increased risk of cancer. Unfortunately, very few foods contain significant amounts of this vitamin. The best sources food-wise for vitamin D are cod liver oil, fatty fish such as like salmon and sardines, and egg yolks. So don't skimp on those egg yolks when you make your eggs. People who are truly deficient in vitamin D may want to take a supplement or increase their sun exposure. It's very hard to get sufficient amounts through diet alone. Vitamin D is also what they may think causes some depression. So people who usually lack vitamin D will also feel a little bit sad and gloomy. So I take 800 IUs a day PMDD for PMDD to help with the depression side of things. And I don't take this for PMDD alone. I actually take this, like I said, to help my body function properly with all the exercise that I do. So I don't experience muscle weakness and bone loss as I am lifting, because I need to lift strong. So my bones need to be strong so I can use those bones as levers. All right, so that is vitamin D. Again, I take 800 IUs a day. Calcium. Calcium is essential for every cell. It mineralizes bone and teeth, especially during times of rapid growth. It is also very important for the maintenance of bone. Additionally, calcium plays a role as a signaling molecule all over the body. Without it, our heart muscles and nerves would not be able to function. The calcium concentration in the blood is tightly regulated, and any excess is stored in your bones. If there is a lack of calcium in your diet, there is a lack of calcium in your blood, and therefore calcium is released out of your bones to support that. So that is why the most common symptom of calcium deficiency is osteoporosis, which is characterized by softer and more fragile bones. As good as they are for bones, in a Columbia University study, women with moderate to severe PMS, severe PMS being PMDD, who took 2 calcium pills twice a day for a total of 1,200 milligrams of calcium showed a 48% reduction in PMS and PMDD symptoms. So, for example, I take it because it helps my cramps immensely. And I take 1,200 milligrams a day of calcium for my PMDD. And yet again, to keep my bones strong and keep enough calcium in my bloodstream so that my bones don't deplete of that as I am lifting and teaching my classes. All right, the third one is magnesium. Because of large-scale farming and soil depletion, our vegetables don't take up as much magnesium as they did hundreds of years ago. Most Americans are magnesium deficient, which is bad news because magnesium plays a huge role in the way that our cells function, head to toe. Vitamins and minerals can make a huge difference. So a good supply of magnesium supports our hormones, which affects menstruation and PMS and PMDD. Researchers found that women who experienced PMDD and PMS had a lower magnesium concentration in their red blood cells than women who did not experience any sort of cycle symptoms. This also applied to study participants who experienced menstrual migraines. So if you get a really bad headache during your menstrual cycle, these participants had a lower blood concentration of magnesium than the general population, and supplementing reduced the frequency and severity of menstrual migraines. Magnesium supplements have been tied to reduced PMDD symptoms in general, and supplementing relieved mood swings as well. For my training, I use magnesium because when you don't get enough of it, it can lead to abnormal heart rhythm, muscle cramps, restless leg syndrome, fatigues, and migraines, which I want to avoid while working out or even in, you know, normal daily living. So I take 250 milligrams a day. I know that in my supplementation, I'm not trying to get 100% of my intake. For example, this 250 milligrams of magnesium is only 63% of your daily intake percentage. And so the reason that is because I'm still eating a healthy diet. So I'm getting the other amount in my food or close to 100% of my recommended daily amount, right? So those are the supplements that I take that most human beings are lacking and deficient in. Now the other supplements that I'm going to talk about I take for PMDD and training, but they're not necessarily the most common deficiencies that humans have. The first one I'm going to talk about is vitamin E. Most people who are active do not realize the importance of antioxidants for muscle growth. Vitamin E is an antioxidant. Following exercise, free radicals can wreak havoc on precious muscle, resulting in its breakdown. The free radicals also stimulate the production of pro-inflammatory cytokines. These cell signaling molecules can inhibit the activity of growth hormone like insulin. And insulin plays a major factor in muscle growth. So taking an antioxidant supplement before or immediately after your workout can dramatically decrease the free radicals which are wreaking havoc in your body, which means quicker recovery and better gains. You could take these like with your BCAAs. One of the most important and effective antioxidants is vitamin E. Besides promoting muscle growth and inhibiting muscle breakdown, it provides a host of healthy benefits that include improved cardiovascular, immune, and eye health, as well as cancer prevention. So it's kind of like an all-around great antioxidant. For the same reasons of free radicals running wild in your body after exercise and causing inflammatory, this is why I take vitamin E for PMDD. Any inflammation in my body or brain for my mental health can be minimized with the proper amount of vitamin E. So that helps with my PMDD as well. So I take 400 IUs daily of vitamin E. The second one I want to talk about is vitamin B6. Now, have you heard that vitamin B is like the happy vitamin? This really helps with our mental outlook in life. The activated form of B6 works, vitamin B6 works almost at every aspect of the PMDD story. B6 is essential for the synthesis of steroid hormones, particularly progesterone. It is involved with the manufacture of key neurotransmitters, both GABA and serotonin. So we're talking hormones here. B6 also promotes anti-inflammatory and assists with the healthy detoxification of estrogen. It also reduces histamine, which is a common cause of PMS. So vitamin B6 is found in foods like fish, poultry, and nuts. But my experience is that most people need a supplement. They can't get enough of that out of their food. So get advice before taking more than 50 milligrams a day of B6 because high doses of vitamin B can cause nerve damage. For exercise, on the training side of things, vitamin B6 is really good or for protein metabolism and cardiovascular health. And I take 100 milligrams a day, and I truly feel like this is a miracle supplement. I love taking vitamin B6. The next one I want to talk about is turmeric. I take turmeric for the anti-inflammatory aspects of the supplement. It helps with my whole digestive system and my muscle soreness and the inflammation that I get in my digestive system and in my girly areas. And I take one 500 milligram capsule a day, which is 450 milligrams of turmeric and 50 milligrams of ginger. And I know that there's a lot of people who talk about gold milk and they make a drink in the morning and drink their turmeric. I just feel like this capsule works great because I'm already taking other supplements. And so it's not one more thing I have to do. Plus, I can travel with this really easy. The next one is biotin. Biotin is a hair, skin, and nail wonder. If you don't take it, go out and get it. With all that I put my hair through and working out so much, you know, I get it sweaty every single day. When I'm getting it done, I bleach and color my hair. So I need something to help my hair stay strong, and this is it. Not necessarily something for PMDD. It's not necessarily directly related to my exercise, but it is a side effect of exercise. And so I take 5,000 mcgs a day. And that is just something that I found at, you can find it like at your Walmart, you can find that at your drugstore. And then there's also one called like Hair, Skin, and Nails from Costco that's really good too that has biotin in it as well. The next one is omega-3. We are hearing a lot about omega-3s in science and news lately about getting this into our diet. So listen up. Research shows that adding omega-3 fatty acids to your diet reduces common PMDD symptoms, or you could even just say PMS symptoms. PMDD is more severe than PMS, so if you are experiencing any sort of PMS symptoms, these things will also help. Symptoms that respond to omega-3s include depression, nervousness, anxiety, lack of focus, bloating, headache, tender breasts, and breakouts. I mean, right there, PMS, PMDD in a nutshell. Depression, nervousness, anxiety, lack of focus, bloating, headache, tender breasts, and breakouts. Research shows that the longer people supplemented with omega-3s, the more their symptoms decreased. In other words, if you want to see benefits, make it a consistent part of your long-term PMDD treatment plan. The best thing to do is eat plenty of wild salmon, which I'm not really a salmon fan. I'm learning to love it. I like it marinated. Or you can get a high-quality omega-3 supplement. I say high quality. You really want to make sure you have a high quality supplement, especially when it comes to omega-3s. The research, when I was researching this, they talk about krill oil having extra omega-3s that it was more effective than omega-3s at treating PMDD symptoms. But I can barely handle any sort of fish, so this is as good as it gets with me, is taking an omega-3 and getting some marinated salmon every once in a while into my diet. For exercise, omega-3 fatty acids have also been shown to augment blood flow to the muscles during exercise. It's been shown to decrease muscle soreness by 35%, reduce swelling, and increase your range of motion after a damaging exercise of lifting weights, you know, something super heavy where you're straining those muscles and causing those minuscule tears in your muscles, which then fill in and make your muscles bigger, right? So your body can't make omega-3 fatty acids on your own, so you have to actually eat it. And you need to stay away from omega-6 fatty acids, but get the threes instead. So I take Amari's Omega, which has 1,300 milligrams of pure high-quality omega-3 fatty acids in soft gels. And some things about Amari products, which I love, is that you can check where they are sourcing from. And I really feel like out of all of the supplements that I take, this one coming from Amari is probably the best option, just because it's in a soft gel and this fatty acid helps with so much. For example, omega-3 fatty acids protect against lipid oxidation and supports healthy function of the brain. It promotes healthy cardiovascular, nervous, and immune system function, supports memory and cognitive health, promotes normal memory, attention control, alertness, mental acuity, and positive mood, and it helps regulate the body's natural inflammatory response. So all these natural things working together create such a great environment for my body to give the best benefit for my PMDD disorder, but as well as being able to exercise and allow my body to deal with how much I do, and also to adapt to the change well and in a healthy way. The final thing that I'm going to talk about is an herbal supplement that I take strictly for PMDD, and it's called Vitex or Chasteberry. And like I said, this Chasteberry is an herbal supplement. I take it at a dose of 120 milligrams a day, and it may reduce estrogen levels. Well, at first I took more than that, and now I only take a little bit. But at first I took about 400 milligrams a day. Now I only take about 120. It may reduce estrogen levels and increase progesterone and prolactin levels by suppressing follicle stimulating hormone, which is called FSH. Without going too much into the wordy side of things, there was a randomized placebo-controlled study of using Chasteberry in 170 women who had PMS, and 52% had improvement in the PMS system symptoms taking Chasteberry versus 24% in the placebo. So other studies have shown mixed results. Caution should be exercised when taking Chasteberry, trying to conceive. If you are trying to get pregnant, you want to be careful using that, because it is an herbal supplement to help regulate a woman's cycle. And you should also be careful if you are taking a dopamine antagonist as well. So taking this was kind of one of my, I'm going to try this. I am grateful that it's natural so that I don't feel like I'm putting chemicals into my body. However, I do know that it does have an effect on my body. I haven't necessarily noticed too much of a difference taking this, except that it really did help regulate my cycle, even with how much exercise I did. When I originally, before I took this during exercise, my period would be, you know, 24 days and 32 days and then 26 days and then 30 days and then back down to 24. And so it was kind of all over place. And now it's usually 28 days to a T, give or take a couple of months in a year that are a little bit different, but usually 28 days. So I definitely have noticed a difference. Like I said, I took more at the beginning to help regulate that more, and now I just kind of keep that in my symptoms, or keep that in my supplements to take on a daily basis. So in closing, it is possible to be deficient in almost every single nutrient that our body needs, but the most helpful in PMDD and fitness are the ones that we went over. And I'm sure most of these would benefit any woman, since pretty much everybody has either a cycle or hormones in their bodies. Teenage girls and older women are more deficient than anyone else in any of these areas or any of these nutrients. So if you have a teenage daughter, or if you are a teenage daughter, or if you are an older woman or may know, you know, your mother, your grandma, etc., you might want to help them look into these more. The best way to prevent deficiency is to eat a balanced diet that includes nutrient-dense foods, both plant and animals. And supplements can be necessary when it's impossible to get these from diet alone. Like I said, some of these things we just possibly can't eat enough because it's just not produced in our food as much as it used to be because of how our food system has changed. Thank you for listening in. If you are interested in any of these products, you can head over to the show notes and get a link to the ones that I use if I can find them online. Remember to get quality, high quality, and you know, naturally sourced, good sourced products. You can check out my Amari site for any sort of supplement like this on adagiofit.com and click on the Amari link so you can see some of these really great natural source products that you can get a hold of to supplement and help you out. And drop a note down below our show notes if you have any questions or comments on the supplements that I talked about for PMDD or PMS, supplements for mental health, or even, you know, your physical fitness, because I know a lot of you listening in here are people working on their fitness. And I would love to hear from you, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have or converse with you about some of the things that I've talked about today. As a final note, I am by no means your doctor. I am just sharing what has worked for me, and please be careful in what you choose to supplement with. Research for yourself on these supplements. Listen to your gut in both ways, physically and, you know, that initial response, to make sure that your supplements are going to work right for you. Finally, kind of outside of supplementing, I'm going to have my basic macros class that is happening next week. So I would love if you would sign up for that class. You can click on the link in our website to learn more in programs and classes about this free online macros class. And you can click on a link in our show notes, or you can check it out via our Instagram post. Just scroll down and find the post about the June macros basics class. I hope you guys have a great week. Remember, you are doing great. Hang in there and don't give up. Talk to you guys next week.